You're watching The Buck Stops Here. The Home Minister is in the Kashmir Valley trying a political outreach, even tweeting that his doors at the Nehru Guest House are open for anyone who wants to meet him, that is anyone who believes in Kashmiriyat, Insaniyat or Jamhuriyat. In the meantime, Mehbooba Mufti's statement that only 5% of Kashmir is actually instigating trouble in fact reinforces what one of her ministers, Sajjad Loan, said in an interview to me, where he said only 5% of the valley are out on the streets. These are statements that have been roundly criticized by the opposition, who wants to know why there is 47 days of lockdown and curfew if this is only about 5% people of the Kashmir Valley. How should we read these statements? How should we read the Chief Minister saying that children are being used by protesters as literally as shields? And how should we see the Home Minister's outreach? Joining us now in the studio is our newsmaker tonight, Muzaffar Beg. He's a senior leader of the PDP. He represented the party at the all-party meeting chaired by the Prime Minister in Delhi, made a number of headline-grabbing statements at that all-party meeting as well. Wakes up first, Rajnath Singh on Twitter before going to Srinagar says, anyone who believes in Kashmiriyat, Insaniyat, Jamhuriyat is welcome to meet me. I saw it as a statement of intent, but we know Kashmir. Aisa toh nahi hai ki Hurriyat darwaze pe pahunch jayegi. Hurriyat in fact is under house arrest. How did you see that that particular open-ended offer?
Well, this is all that the Home Minister can do. Hurriyat is not willing, even if they are invited formally through a letter, they may not be prepared at this stage to respond to a request to meet him. Saying that people who believe in Insaniyat and Jamhuriyat and Kashmiriyat are welcome, but there are some people who believe in Pakistaniyat. There is a fourth element here.
That's interesting word. And, Pakistaniyat.
Pakistaniyat.
Toh unka kya karenge?
Toh, those people will not be willing to meet us unless they have some sort of consent from the Pakistani establishment, and I'm afraid also from the militant organizations who are operating in Pakistan, like Lashkar-e-Toyba and others. So I think that's a tall order to expect that simply because Home Minister says, if you believe in these three fundamental principles of public policy or public morality, then you should come and meet.
How large is the constituency today that you believes in Pakistaniyat, with whom the Home Minister will therefore hit a dead end?
There is no way to find that out except referendum. But referendum is constitutionally not possible. There is a way of judging it by the electoral process. In electoral processes, I don't know how many people who really believe in Pakistan should come and vote in favor of us who take an oath under the Indian Constitution. But 70-75% do that. Mm. That's as high as can be in any state of
India. How would you define the Hurriyat conference? You said there are people who believe in Pakistaniyat. I find this a very interesting new word in our Kashmir lexicon. Which is the entire Hurriyat conference then? Somebody you'd say believes in Pakistaniyat. Are there sections of it that can be engaged with?
Sections of it, but they dominate it.
Pakistaniyat dominates the Hurriyat conference.
Gilani Sahab, he dominates the tribe at the moment. At the moment, the three relevant people are Gilani Sahab, Moli Farooq and Yasir Malik Sahab. I think Yasir Malik in his heart wants an independent Kashmir. But instead of saying that, he would like to go with the process of de-accession. I call these people not secessionists, but de-accessionists.
To reverse accession.
That's what they want to do. I believe that the only plausible way, in which pragmatic way, in which we can ascertain where is the majority, is the democratic process.
The elections.
Elections. If they could participate in the elections, even if, you know, they say that we have to take an oath under the Indian Constitution. There are many countries in the world who take an oath under the Constitution, and yet they stick their own demands. That happened in Ireland. That used to happen in Ireland. So, but that's something that route they will not take. So it will always be within the realm of speculation and guesswork who has the majority.
So let me ask you about one of your statements that made a lot of headlines. We've spoken to you about it. You actually at the all-party meeting spoke about a kind of rising radicalization, of an Islamism, of a jihadism. And you said if this drift continues, an ISIS ideology could take root.
Yes.
Do you stand by that statement?
I stand by this. Islamic ideology has swept toward the entire Arab world. Even Turkey is a victim of it, which otherwise was supposed to be a very liberal.
What is its impact in the Kashmir Valley today?
Kashmir Valley cannot be immune from that influence. Even Pakistan will one day, if this continues, Pakistan will be a victim of that kind of extremist ideology itself. Kashmir cannot be immune from it. And there is no way to stop it because of the modern media connection. The world
the
is
internet
connected.
Generation in a
I think the younger generation I'm talking of, I'm not talking of the classically known secessionists or de-accessionists. I don't think
But let me ask you this. Do you believe, because when I put this to the National Conference president, he said, but the calls from the masjid is for Azadi, not for ISIS. Do you believe that boys out on the street today?
Yes.
Are they Islamists, as Tavleen Singh suggests, or are they Islamized today? Is this now more a religious, in your estimation, is this now a more religious sentiment on the streets of the valley, or is it still a political insurgency or a political separatism?
There is a subtle undercurrent here involved. You see, when people speak of Azadi, they don't mean the same thing. Azadi means one thing for Gilani Sahab, another thing for his other partners like Yasin Malik. When these young people raise the slogans of Azadi or Pakistan, they may want to join Pakistan, but for what reason? Earlier, it used to be for political reasons. But now for these younger generations, Pakistan means an Islamic state. So there is that religious undertone which is driving these young people more than it used to drive earlier generation, the older generation.
For and you actually see the ISIS ideology not far?
If India, Pakistan and Afghanistan don't join hands, and this is a tall order, I see that that ideology will creep in.
ISIS
ideology will come to Pakistan, Afghanistan, and it will also penetrate Kashmir.
You were quoted as saying, and this has to be your most controversial remark, that there are boys today who for an education at a madrasa and two pairs of a kurta pajama are ready to join jihad, in quotes. For two pairs of a kurta pajama?
Barkha, you know that this meeting, all parties meeting, was off the record. There were no journalists over there. There was no briefing as I done of all who said what. So this news appeared in a local newspaper in Kashmir. I will not name that newspaper. It is not proper to do so, that this is what I said. How did that person get that information? There was no journalist. So there must have been someone in the meeting who must have briefed that newspaper.
Who are you alluding to?
I don't want to name
which
that
party?
Person. The only party... People who were present there were not National Conference. There were
so you're alluding to the Congress.
Someone from the Congress.
So the Congress, then you would mean Ghulam Nabi Azad. I would know enough of Kashmir to know your references to Mr.
Azad.
I
will not name any person. And I will not say, well, this is a false statement. I will go to court.
What did you actually say?
I said that how did this trouble start? The birth of terrorism in Pakistan. It started with the war between the so-called democratic world and the communist world in Afghanistan. The result was that thousands and perhaps lakhs of young boys and girls became orphans. They had nowhere to go. They lived in poor tents where temporary madrasas were set up. They hardly had what we call a good or decent life. The maximum that they could be offered there was meals and two kurta pajamas on two occasions of Eid. And those young boys and girls were told that you are not fighting a war for America or against Russia, but that you are fighting it for the cause of Islam, for the cause of Jihad, and for the cause of Jannat. I said, if that kind of ideology travels through Pakistan, especially in the light of the emerging the international ideology of ISIS, then there is a danger that we will have the same experiment duplicated in the state of Jubin.
Okay, so you believe that that statement of yours was distorted or oversimplified?
Distorted and for political purposes, for political
by a Congress leader present at the All Party meeting, whom you won't name. Okay, now your party's chief minister, leader of and chief minister of the state, Mehbooba Mufti, another minister in the state cabinet, Sajjad Loon, they have come up with this figure. 5% of the valley is instigating trouble. 5% is out on the streets. Baik Sahab, it could be asked that if this is only 5%, why is the valley in lockdown and curfew for 47 days?
You yourself use the word instigators, 5%. I think the statement of the minister and Mahbooba ji needs to be explained. How many, what's the percentage of the people who are out on the street with stones in their hands? They are talking about that percentage. Srinagar is 15 lakh about population. 5% of that is 75,000 people who are on the streets with stones in their hands. 75,000 people is not an ordinary figure. You have been a student of history, I believe. Look at the Russian Revolution, Iranian Revolution, or the revolution in the Arab worlds. Not more than 5 to 7% people were out on the streets. If such an agitation, where only 5% take, you know, stores in their hands, if this is continued over a sustained period of time, it can result in a revolution. These 5% are the agitators on the streets. How much population which sits at home sympathizes with them, I and you cannot guess.
That's what
maybe,
I want to ask
maybe
you.
The majority of the people may be behind them. There is no way of doing that.
So hang on. You are saying 5% are the number that is out holding the stones,
maybe
protesting,
even less, maybe even less.
Maybe even less.
Yes.
But that does not mean that only 5% support them. It could even be
50%,
60%, 90%. We don't know. What would be your estimation?
Do they
have widespread support? Or is it a handful of people, to use the phrase the Chief Minister
used? I have an estimation based on my personal experience. I live in the countryside. I know the mentality of the rural population. Rural population is not militant. Now, I think that it's a very invidious remark that was made one of the most admirable politicians of Kashmir, that maybe these people have the permission of their parents.
Omar Abdullah said that to me.
I don't want to
the
name
children,
it, yes,
that the children, are reflecting the rage of their parents.
Their parents.
Yes.
They may be,
yes.
They may be, maybe he said, does it occur to Mahbooba Mufti that the parents don't want to stop them? I think that is somewhat cynical and unjust remark. No parents. Parents may want the children to go on the streets, but not their own children. Nobody wants his child to go and become a victim of the pellet gun or a rifle gun. So my belief is that overwhelming majority of the people support the agitation, but they don't support the stone throwing process.
So they support the sentiment.
The sentiment,
the
but
separatist,
not the
separatist, the Azadi sentiment.
Not necessarily Azadi. The problem in Kashmir is not whether Azadi or Bainik with India. There are various solutions in between.
Autonomy, self-rule,
autonomy,
so on.
Self-rule.
Yes.
They do not want to hear from the people of India, especially members of Sangh Parivar, that Article 370 will be abrogated. They do not want to hear that Kashmir should lose its own flag. They don't want to hear that Muslims will be killed because their religion permits beef eating. They do not want to hear that the constitution of Jammu and Kashmir should be abrogated. There are various kind of grievances which come together and result in an agitation. There is a certain section of population who straightway want Pakistan. Some do not want Pakistan. Some want an adjustment in terms of Article 2 of Constitution of India and Article 370 of Constitution of India. They want that the autonomy which was guaranteed to us by the Constitution and Article 370 should be rolled back.
So a majority
the majority of the people. See, majority, why not? Because 370, Congress supports it, NC supports it, we support it, that constitutes
the majority of the people in the valley, in your estimation, support the maybe the anger, the sense of vulnerability about the identity,
yes,
Kashmiri identity being under siege, but not the use of stones. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Yes.
Then wouldn't the alliance itself with the BJP eventually become a millstone around the neck of the PDP, Baig Saab. Let's be realistic, because beef politics, they will associate with the BJP. This high-pitched debate around nationalism, they will associate with the BJP. This 370 abrogation is with the BJP. Isn't the alliance part of the problem then?
Barkha, I have always, to the best of my integrity, I have been candid with you always. Today also I say that when we formed the government with the BJP, my at least belief was, not only a prayer, belief was, that Modi, who has risen from nowhere and has faced so many ordeals, must have the courage to take the bull by the horn and come to a settlement. If not necessarily with Pakistan, come to settlement with the mainstream parties. You see, Pakistan settlement is a later issue.
Have but a domestic dialogue process on Kashmir.
Come to a settlement.
But on the alliance.
Even if you don't have a settlement with secessionists, have settlement with the local parties.
On the alliance.
Is
the alliance proving to be a problem for the PDP?
Unfortunately, this was only written on paper. It was a promise given to the ears of the people and broken to their heart. During all this period, not a single step has been taken in terms of the political agenda of the alliance. The result is that while BJP may retain its constituency in Jammu, but PDP will be discredited. It is already being discredited in Kashmir. So it will be a great tragedy, not only for PDP, but for all mainstream parties, if their demand that you settle this issue through dialogue is not taken personally.
So let me now understand, because you're making a very important point. You're saying when the alliance first came together, you believe the Prime Minister's mandate would enable big change, a watershed moment in the valley. You have been disappointed because the alliance of agreement, the agenda of alliance has not been executed, has not been implemented. You believe the BJP has not politically lost, but the PDP has been discredited by the alliance.
It has been discredited not by the alliance,
then,
but by the failure of the alliance to take any concrete step on the political agenda of dialogue and settlement of Kashmir problem, on Article 370, on the constitutional identity or Kashmiriyat of Kashmiris.
Do you believe, therefore, the alliance was a mistake?
No, it was not a mistake. I still believe that BJP and Prime Minister, not for the sake of Kashmiris, not for the sake of his own party, but for the sake of his own nation, they will take concrete steps, at least settle the dispute with the mainstream parties, consolidate them, empower them. Then the secessionists or de-secessionists may follow you or may not follow you, but at least you have some moral ground to the world that we have resolved it with all those people who are willing to talk.
Would you advise Mehbooba Mufti to stay the course of the alliance, or would you advise her, for the sake of political longevity for the party, to break it?
Well, I would say that if the purpose for which the alliance was the raison d'etat, the reason, the purpose for which this alliance was formed, if that purpose is not solved, not because of inaction, but because of a deliberate policy of BJP or Sangh Parivar, then I would be a person who would like to walk out of this alliance.
And has that moment come?
No, not yet.
How much time would you give it?
I don't set any deadlines. A beginning has been made. I think today, Home Minister has gone. It's not a new process. I think he is touching base with the agenda of alliance. I think he is now looking at the agenda of alliance and finding ways of how to implement it.
Let me ask you a last question as we close. Do you believe in 2010, when Omar Abdullah was chief minister, he made mistakes in handling the agitation? He had to admit to those mistakes later. Do you believe that Mehbooba Mufti has made similar mistakes by not talking quick enough, by not being visible enough, by being in somewhat of a shell? She's only started speaking in the last week or so.
Mehbooba took over power a few months back. And before she would really start talking, this Burhan incident took place. Before him, Mufti Saab made a point of implementation of agenda on every available occasion.
Yes.
But there were no listeners.
And
there
now,
were no takers.
How do you think she is?
But I think that this tragic incident in Kashmir, which has a national impact, this must goad BJP into a rethinking mode.
Yeah.
That it's not that they have to reinvent the wheel, They only have to implement what has been promised in the agenda of the
And you're saying if that doesn't happen, at some point you would then tell Mehbooba Mufti the alliance isn't worth it.
I will not tell her, but if she asks my opinion and she says BJP doesn't want to live up its side of the bargain, I will say then the bargain is not worth the paper on which it is written. If she asks for my opinion, that's the opinion I will give.
Candid words from you as ever, Muzaffar Beg. A pleasure to have you on The Buck Stops here today. Thank you so much. And that is it. And the program tonight. Thank you for watching. Goodbye.